Father, in Jesus' name we come, and Lord, thank you. Lord, I'm just coming to you, say, fill us up. Lord God, there's so many things we'd like different. There's so many changes we'd like in our lives. There's so many things we would like out of our life. But Lord, it's not going to be moved unless you fill us up. Lord, thank you, God. It's you that's got to do it. All the dross, Lord Jesus, just bring in the filling today, Lord God. Lord, pour that new wine in us more and more. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let us look to you, the Lamb of God. Let us look to the Lamb of God. Lord, everything's in him. Everything, our all sufficiency in all things, Lord God, always to superabound. Because of that grace, all grace that you've given to us in him, Jesus, full of grace and truth. And Lord, we do. We just ask you to open our hearts, quicken our minds. Lord, let the joy unspeakable and full of glory just flood us today. You have it for us, God. You prepared the meal. God, open our hearts to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd open your Bibles today, we'll begin in Acts chapter 18. Lord has had my heart on this for some time, and I'm praying today, as always, but especially today, we have today, that we would take particular attention to the Word of God, the Word of God. Not what we've been instructed, not what we've been told, not what anything, but truly the Word of God. What does the Word of God say? And Acts chapter 18, we begin reading in verse 24. And it says there, "And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the Scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass unto Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples, receive him, who when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the Scriptures that Jesus was Christ." I'll begin this today as the Lord touched my heart. If any one of us think that we're going to find bridal saints without knowing or having knowledge of Paul's gospel, we had better think again. There's something very specific about this message. I've heard ones say, and I'm even testifying of ones that love this truth, preach this truth, know this truth, but yet touch somehow in a goodness to say this and to ask the question, "Well, brother, don't you think that ones that just really love the Lord and are sincere, that maybe haven't heard this bridal truth, don't you think that they could be in the bride?" Not without knowing the bridal truth, they're not. Not without knowing the bridal truth, you can't. And Apollos, right here, his testimony proves this. Listen to the words that were said about this man. Apollos. Oh my, there was a man that loved the Lord, it says here. He was mighty in the Scriptures. He was fervent in spirit. He spoke and taught diligently. There was nothing derogatory that was stated about him. But if it was just fine for him, and that mark was just fine for him, that he could still win God's best, then why would God have ever had him meet Priscilla and Aquila? If all those things that were said, which any of us would love to have said about us, that we were mighty in the Scriptures, spoke diligently, believed the Lord, all of those things, That would be something very commendable, the Word of God stating that about you. And you know that. But God had more, and God assuredly knew Apollos' heart that Apollos would take more. That man would. Not somebody else, you know, Fred or Barney or Joe or whoever it was then. It was Apollos. And it's not because he was eloquent in the Scriptures. It wasn't because he was diligent and all of these different things. It was because of the foreknowledge of God and what he knew was in the heart of that man. And that's the truth. He knew what that man, by the grace of God, the foreknowledge of God. I'm telling you, that foreknowledge is everything because God knows it. And in that, he predestinated this Apollos to meet Priscilla and Aquila. It was exact. And so why would God have ever had him meet Priscilla and Aquila? Because the one thing was lacking. He did not know Paul's gospel. He did not have bridal knowledge. And that's it. Because that's what Apollos came into. That is exactly what this meeting did in this brother's life. This couple had it. This couple had just previously been, what a coincidence, huh? They had just been with the Apostle Paul for approximately 2 years. Night and day. They brought him in. They got together. And the Apostle Paul expounded to them, which was given to him for us, the more perfect way. This more perfect way, this gospel to be perfected in Christ Jesus. This gospel, praise God, that we could grow up in Christ to the very measure, stature, and fullness of him. Turn on over to Colossians 1:25. It speaks of it right there. Paul says in Colossians 1:25, "Wherefore I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God." What an amazing statement. Let that just saturate your heart. What was given to the Apostle Paul fulfilled the word of God. It completed. That's what that word fulfilled means. It completed the word of God. Who's the word of God? Jesus. This message that was given to the Apostle Paul completed Jesus. The very word of God, which is all complete. But what was going to be completed in Christ that was given to the Apostle Paul? The bridal message. Jesus would have a bride. This precious message that would fulfill Christ, that would complete him, was this message of grace. Grace and truth of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, this mark, this prize that would complete, praise God, our precious Lord by giving him his wife. That's what this gospel does. That's why Apollos and what he knew, it was wonderful. His diligence, his fervor, all of those things were very commendable. But God knew that man, that life will go after my best. This is one of my bridal ones. This is the goodly pearl. This is the one, praise God, that will come after me to win me. And praise be to God. Look what it says there. It says, "Wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God." And what was it? The mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. So this wasn't something that was going to be revealed to the world. This was going to be revealed to those that already believed in Jesus. Amen. See, you can't just go right in to bridal truth. you must be born again. You have to have that life, praise God, that can receive this bridal truth. And that mystery that had been hid from the sons of men from all of that time that we know, praise God, because of Paul's gospel, they were hidden in all of these wondrous stories in the Old Testament. They come alive. I see that he was writing these stories about us for me. All of this love, all of this courtship, it all made sense. Because praise be to God, this mystery that had been hidden was given to the Apostle Paul for you and me, that now would be manifest to us, his saints. All right? In whom God would make known. He gets even more specific what this is. Here's this mystery, what he would make known and be made manifest in us. That means come out in this fullness in us. What is it? To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery. I'll tell you what, when something's going to complete Jesus Christ, it's the riches of his glory. That's why that bride you read about her, she descends from heaven in Revelation 21. It says she descends from heaven having what? The glory of God. She's got it. She's got it. And why did she get it? Because what was given to this chief of sinner fella named Paul that was hidden, this mystery all this time, and here it's been made known unto us. We got it. We got it. It's been given. All you had to do was believe it. All you had to do was hear it. All you had to do was to say, oh Lord, praise be to God. That's your spoken word. It's your promise. And it's for me and it's mine. It's mine. Now, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among or in the Gentiles, which is what? Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. That's the more perfect way. That's the way more perfectly. Brothers and sisters, there is no other way without bridal truth. Apollos wasn't going to get there with another message. Apollos wasn't going to get there with another minister or a preacher. Shoot, Apollos wasn't going to get there at this time hearing the likes of Peter or John. They weren't given this mystery. They weren't given this message. Paul was given this message. Paul was given a way more perfectly. Paul gave that to Priscilla and Aquila. Follow the line. Follow the line. It don't move. It's exact. It's precise. And what was given to Paul was a mark for the prize. It was exact. And it ain't coming any other way. So praise the Lord. We know this. Without bridal truth, without Paul's gospel, we'll never grow up into the fullness of this glorious bride for him. It can't be, because it was only this mystery to whom God would make known what is the riches of his glory of this mystery. I want the riches of his glory, don't you? I want that. I want that for him. I want to be presented those riches of his glory right to him. I want the Father standing there and praise be to God. Father, hallelujah, by the grace of God, I've been saying I do since I was about 33 years old. I mean, in a way that I never said it before. Come on. All right. So, it's that exact and precise mark for the prize, which is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Turn on over to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. What's it say there? In verse 24. And this again, Brother Paul speaking here. Know ye not that they which run in a race, they run all. Praise God, it is a race course, isn't it? They're all running. But what? But one receives the prize. And it didn't stop there, did it? It said, so run, Jesse. Run, Carolyn. Run, Mark. Run, Scott. To do what? Just to run, to participate? To just kind of get in the event and enjoy the experience? To obtain. Win. There's only one purpose for running. Win. I don't care what they're telling you today. This is the event. And this isn't the event that he'd participated. I don't want to participate in Christianity. I want God's best. Because he's told me, I want you to have it. He died for me to have it. Those spikes were nailed in his hands for me to have it. He was made sin for me to have it. Anybody who loves me like that, I want to have it. I want to have it more than anything because he loves me. I want to have it more than anything because he's shown me, son, in the scriptures. Look it, I've opened all this up to you to know. Will you believe it? Will you believe it? Will you get past this life of all the things you're seeing and all this stuff that's coming at you and just stay in the one thing? The one thing that will only be, forever be, always be? Will you take all of that with me? I do. By the grace of God, I do, and I don't want anything else. One wins this. And Paul's gospel, brothers and sisters, and we know this, and thank him that you know this. Because you know why? You do need to give the more earnest heed to these things that you have heard, lest at any time any of us would let them slip. And don't think that any of us are beyond that. That crown, I'll tell you what, is something that is cherished. It's love. And I'll tell you what, unless you're continuing to be encouraged of the love letters by the Holy Ghost, it'll wane from your life. And any one of us, God forbid, would lay that crown right down. And that's what the enemy wants to do to us. But we're not going that way. See, Paul's gospel is the only way to run with certainty. Are you hearing a message to run to win? Are you hearing that? Is that the only thing that your ear is hearing? Or are you hearing all the winds of doctrine? Oh, it's all good. Well, sure, there's a lot of good. There's a lot of acceptable. But let me tell you something. There's only one perfect will of God. And I thank the Lord for this life of the Apostle Paul because by the grace of God, he gave his head for it. And he wasn't budging. And it didn't matter if any went with him. He wasn't budging. He knew God would take care of that. You still preach that word. You still go with it. No matter if your family goes with it. No matter if your children go with it or not. No matter if your spouse goes with it or not. You go with it. God will reward you. Oh, you may not see it. You might experience, and you will experience, a lot of hurt. But I'll tell you what, his kisses are so good, I want them. Give me Christ, what one I'm more. Now, we run to win. Instead of, so sadly, the majority of Christianity, I'm telling you, of God's precious people, they do not hear this word. And if you're not hearing this word in your race course running, you're not running with purpose to win. You run as one that beats the air. You become a participant. Amen. That's exactly right. One is one that beats the air. What do you think one that's waving a palm does? They beat the air. I run with purpose. I run with strides. Praise God to win him. You ever seen those great runners? Man, I love that guy. I can't remember him. He ran the 400 and the 800. He just looked like he was floating all around. Those runners, they were moving their heads and all this. He ran, all it looked like his legs were moving, and he could just look around. And it was so funny because I thought, well, that's the crown on the head. You can't be moving your head all around or anything. He just picked up a gold medal and picked up my next gold medal. Michael something, I think his name was. He was something.
And he's brother in the Lord. Praise God. But see, those things, let them speak to you. And see, ones come at me and say, oh, well, you think it's that exclusive and all of this. Let me tell you something. God wants it for all of his precious people. He wants it for everyone. He would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. But people don't. And you can say, well, you know, you just think that. And you... No, the Word of God has told us that. I think we quickly forget how many million were there in Egypt and knew about the promise of Canaan? How many million? 3, 4, 5 million? Somewhere in that vicinity? Huh? How many that came out of Egypt went into the Canaan? Huh? Two. Two out of what? 3, 4, 5 million? I don't even know what the math is on that. You got to get to a .000 something to get to that number. There's not many that want this. This is a very rare thing. And it's the grace of God, praise God, that gave it to you. And it's the grace of God that's going to win it for you. But don't let those winds and people saying, oh, you just think this, and ones that have come in here and have even been in here for years, and now they go other places. I would thank the Lord if they were going to other places that preach this truth. But I'm going to tell you, I still haven't known any of them that have left this that is hearing this. Be honest with yourself. I'm just asking you to be honest. I'm not asking you to come here. I don't want your money. I don't. You know we don't ask for that in here. By the grace of God, I would pray you'd support the truth, but that's between you and the Lord. Amen. All you're here for is to receive. I'm here to receive. Receive from Him those riches. Praise be to God, and they're coming from one place, and that's the riches of His glory doctrine. And God forbid we would let our lives be robbed from this when we've heard this truth and we know this truth. And He has had us to stand in this truth and to withstand and having an all to stand. And it doesn't matter if it's COVID. It doesn't matter if it's this new plight and this awakening and this thing. Let me tell you something. Anything that pulls you away from this truth is robbing your life. You may think that you're getting yours now. Let me tell you something. That's exactly what Satan wants to do. He wants to steal, he wants to kill, and he wants to destroy. And here we are, the sons of God. And we've got full glory awaiting us. And yet we can be deceived so quickly and we can be talked to. And I'm talking by the closest ones, the ones that are in our families. That are trying to pull at us. And it's not flesh and blood. It's spiritual wickedness. It's spiritual wickedness. You can ask Jonathan how spiritual wickedness affected his father. And thanks be to God for Jonathan. He stood. And he stood with God's anointed. The anointing of the Lord. I'm not going that way because it's my family or my blood or my lineage. I want God's best. And I know where it is. It's in that Lion of Judah. Oh, Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we can't receive the things of God on our own terms. You can't. You won't. You can think, you can observe, you can listen, and through your own understanding, somehow that you're going to receive the things of God. It didn't work for Simon when he saw those ones being filled with the Holy Ghost and he tried to buy it, did it? I just mentioned King Saul. He knew that sacrifice had to been made. He knew that sacrifice was necessary to protect Israel from the Philistines going into battle. He knew it. But what he thought is he could do that in his own strength instead of waiting for the prophet for God's word to do it and God's way of how it was going to come. And when he went in his own strength, not only did it come, let me tell you something. He didn't get it. And boy, what he got was, God said, I'm taking the crown from you. It cost him that. because he was so stiff-necked in his own way that he was going to get it his way. Well, I'll tell you what, when you go that way, you're not going to get a blessing. It's going to be a cost. God help us to not let that be us. God help us to humble ourselves, to receive the word as the Lord instructs. Receive the word as the Lord instructs. I want you to really take to heart. We have a little time. Go on back to Acts. Go on back to chapter 18. I want you to think about this Apollos. He loved the Lord. He was instructed in the Lord. But there was a more perfect, a more complete way. We've read that. And he got it when? When he was revealed and told and taught by that little couple, Paul's gospel. Then he went on to preach it. All right? Now, that happened in chapter 18. And I want you to understand this about the Word of God. You know, when they were writing this, there weren't chapters. It was just the next paragraph. So it wasn't like there was this great division and a great divide. It was a letter. And the letter kept going. All right? So is it any wonder why in the next paragraph from chapter 18, where we just read that, to chapter 19, all right, the next paragraph, after introducing Apollos, who knew only John's baptism, we find Paul witnessing to disciples who only know John's baptism. All right? Let's read verse 1 of chapter 19. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples. And he said unto them, Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? So he's talking to disciples, people that believe in Jesus. And he asked them, have you received the infilling of the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said unto him, we have not so much as even heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, what then were you baptized? And what did they say? Unto John's baptism. That same thing that only Apollos knew. That's all he knew. These were the same ones in the same context. One paragraph to the next paragraph. We're talking about what was witnessed to Apollos, what was witnessed to those disciples, and all of it, what was witnessed from the Apostle Paul. Because that's exactly what Priscilla and Aquila were witnessing to Apollos, was that testimony, that revelation from the Apostle Paul. So I'm going to ask you something. Would the Apostle Paul and his witnessing ever change? Would the truth change with him? No, not because it was the Apostle Paul, but he was the guy that even got out there to the Galatians and said, there ain't no other gospel. We're not going to preach no other gospel. There is no other gospel. It's this gospel. And if I or anybody else come to you and preach any other gospel, what did he say? Let me be accursed. So we know as a matter of fact, this thing ain't changing. There's no variant in it. It's exact. It's a pattern that's precise. It doesn't vary. So think what he says here. He said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said, we have not heard so much as about the whether there be a Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto then, were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesy. All right. What did they need? They needed to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, once again, that more perfect way never changed. So do you think the same more perfect way was received by Apollos in chapter 18? Absolutely. You don't have to leap and change and do anything. It's just what it is. The Word of God does not change. Paul was given this dispensation. It was exact. These brethren knew They knew the baptism of John. They knew that repentance of sin. They knew that. And they knew that from the blood. And they did. But praise be to God, those two things that were emphatically that they needed to have and to know. It's the name of Jesus. There ain't anything else, honeys. It ain't in a physical baptism. It's not in anything of any event or any type of ceremony. It's all in the name of Jesus. And Paul was after these fellas real quick and real deep, wasn't he? Like everybody else. And besides that, I thought maybe you had already received Christ in his name. But now you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on. So, I'm praying. And I'm telling you, I pray for my life all the time. Lord, help me to be humble to receive your word. There were times in my life, knowing this word, in studying in different things, that Jesse thought he had a revelation nobody else had. And I'm going to tell you, it even had to do with the gift of tongues and speaking in tongues. And I said, oh man, I see something in there they've been talking about in this. And I was in my 20s. And I remember I just felt, well, so assured. Maybe I was a little bit proud. And assured in yourself and feeling proud, I don't think either one of those are of God. I need to be assured in him, and I better be humble, and then it's going to be by his Spirit. You want to be successful with the things of God, you have to receive and embrace in thankfulness when you're wrong. You have to. You'll never go on with God, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm not even saying just wrong and the truth in your life. You're just a bunch of wrong. You just are. Because he's the only one that's right. And it's his grace. And I can think I'm so good and lovely, and God help me never to think that. He's good and lovely. That's why I love you. I see Christ in you. And I love those things he loves about you. I love those trials that you have. I love that fight of faith. I love when you get stuck in unbelief. I love them thorns in your lives. Makes you all so sweet to him. And you battle on. And I never want to be that one with a stone that says, oh, look, see, they shouldn't be like that. They shouldn't be this way. Let me tell you something. God made you to be a perfect way. And it is a perfect way. A perfect, needy vessel for Christ. Start loving one another like that, and you'll really love the Lord. Let's wrap it up. I've been thrilled to see these infillings of the Holy Ghost this past year. We've had a lot of them in here. And I thank God. And I want you to know, in this gospel, it's the way to the crown. If we want this crown and we don't want a palm, we need to make the moves just like Apollos did and these disciples did. They needed to receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Vital. Have to have these encouragements. There's a pattern that never changes, and it's the Word of God. It's right there in that tabernacle study that we're studying on Wednesday nights. It's so wonderful. You know, you come in there, the very first thing you're going to see is the brazen altar. You ain't getting past. You ain't even getting in without the blood. It's got to be the blood. That lamb is it. After that, praise God, that's done. That foundation's laid. Now he wants you to go on and enjoy. You got that laver, the word of God. It's always going to be that word. But then once we're in that outer court and we saw the brazen altar and the laver's there, now you move into the holy place. The holy place. Went from all of that brass out there, all that judgment, praise be to God, but the blood took care of every bit of it. Now I'm in the room of nothing but gold. Nothing but gold. And that's where we're at. We're in the church age. It's nothing but gold in here. We are in the fruit of the fruit of the fruit. But I want you to understand this. This is what was so marvelous to understand. You know what holds that whole thing together, the tent, and brings everything into this perfect balance, that inner sanctuary and everything? It's 50 gold rings. 50 gold rings. 50 is the number of Pentecost. Pentecost was when Christ said, you know, I got to go, guys. If I don't go, I can't send him, the Holy Ghost, who's been with you, but he shall be in you. And once he's in you, all those things that I've wanted to tell you, he's going to tell you. Because now you can understand them all. It's all held together. It's all put right there by the Holy Ghost. It's like Brother said, he said it's all about love. That's the one that takes that love and sheds it abroad in our hearts. It's that wonderful Holy Ghost. Now I'm going to tell you something, sweethearts. It's a narrow way. And few there are that find it. It is a mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I thank the Lord. We had a pastor for many years. He loved us enough to stand in the truth. But it wasn't of that man, I can tell you. It's of God. And it's a privilege to stand in the truth. And by the grace of God, there's one thing that the Lord has put in our hearts. And I can tell you in your pastor's heart. If by any means. If by any means. I love you enough to tell you the truth. I'm not going to tell you anything but. If by any means, we're going to be in that out resurrection. If by any means, I got a picture right in my office. Brother Tim Baker, praise God. It's an empty place in here. And I love it. And it would grieve my heart if when that trumpet blasts, there would be one life in here that would be left. This is what we're made for. This is the ear that he's given us. This is our joy and rejoicing. And praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Every life that's in here today, even every life that may not yet have received the infilling of the Holy Ghost, it's time. It's just love. Receive it. You've been experiencing this and hearing of it and joying in it. You can't help but be joyful being around those that are full of joy. But why not just step on in? And understand why she runs around here when the Holy Ghost hits her. And then like old Sister Sandy that the Lord, I'll tell you what, he couldn't wait no longer. Because just about a week before, 2 weeks before, he took her home. I can't stand it anymore. I can't take it. Let's pray.
It's the glory of God conceals. The heart of a king searches out the man.
Yes.
The secret things belong to the Lord our God. The revealed things belong to us and our children.
Amen.
That we might do the will of God.
Amen.
Forever.
Yes. Jesus.
Father, we thank you, and in Jesus' name we come. And Lord, we know that it's your strength. And God, it's your keeping. Lord, it is your faithfulness. Lord, thank you for this truth. It's you. This is the word of your grace. It's you. And you've given us all of you. And Lord, help us to truly just to surrender. God, if there be any fallow ground in my life, anybody's life here today, Lord, just allow you to come in to break it up today. And Lord, to want your perfect way, your all and complete and perfect will. And Lord, we know it comes through your word, and your word is tender, and it's always calling us, Jesus. Lord, I do. I pray for my brethren. I thank God for the love that you've given to us for one another. And Lord, that love would just be perfected. And Lord, that we would love in this truth and to be lovely and to restore that salve, that lovely salve. God, the righteous, they restore. The righteous, Lord God, they love. The righteous, they lift up. The righteous, they get down. Let the ones walk on by. Lord, thank you. Thank you that you've made us like you. And it's only you in us, Lord God, that does it. And thank you for this truth. And Lord, let it work effectually in us today. Thank you so much. Let it work effectually in us today. Let us believe in Jesus' name. Amen.